Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here, whether in these pews or online, whether today or throughout the week. We're glad that you're with us, and welcome to Advent. This is a beautiful time of the year, and it's going to be a wonderful season to share together. And I just always marvel every year about how beautiful the sanctuary turns out every Advent. And so I just want to say thank you to all of those who came yesterday and braved the weather to come and help us decorate this beautiful space for our worship. So thank you for all of those who made that possible. I also want to remind us that next week is our Hanging of the Greens. We're doing the traditional Hanging of the Greens that everybody loves here at this church. I have never been a part of it, so I'm excited to see what it's all about. You all had put in your church profile that Hanging of the Greens was just a really important tradition and ritual for all of you, and so it's going to be very fun for me to experience that for the first time. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then Ainsley has an announcement on behalf of Christian Ed folks. Thank you, Ainsley.
This year, we are once again supporting children and families from Waupun and the surrounding communities through REACH. As Matthew chapter 25, verse 40 reminds us, I assure you that when you have done it for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you have done it for me. If you choose a tag from our giving tree for a child's gift, please return your wrapped gift with the tag taped to the outside and place it under the tree. If you select a tag for a gift card or would like to contribute towards purchasing one, please place your check made out to the church with giving tree in the memo line or cash in the giving tree container on the library counter next to the tree with the tag attached. Pre-purchased gift cards may also be placed in the giving tree container. There are no specific dollar amounts requested, so please give as you are able. All gifts should be returned no later than Sunday, December 14th. Thank you for your love and generosity to our neighbors. Also, the Advent window calendars are in, so Sunday school families can pick them up off the table in the fellowship hall following today's service.
Thank you. You'd be a great liturgist, just saying. Are there any other announcements this morning?
I have a couple. The poinsettias will be here before next Sunday. If you read your newsletter, there are going to be some substitutions. Wherever they get their poinsettias from, their distributor said that they're kind of low on stock, and a couple of them are out of stock, actually, and there are just going to be some substitutions, like the pink. We won't have pink, apparently, so they're going to be like red with like speckled white, is what Brett told me. So it'll be all the same sizes, just different colors. So and then we have choir rehearsal next tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And then, let's see, I need bell ringers for 3 to 5 on both Friday and Saturday. So if you could please sign up if you're willing. Thank you.
Good. Thanks, Alana. If there are no other announcements, let's share the peace of Christ with one another.
Right. sometimes blatantly opposed, and sometimes quite blurred. The word sacred points to something dedicated, as holy and set apart. This year, you are invited to the spiritual journey of seeing all things pregnant with the holy. What could our experience of Advent and Christmas season be like if we lived it imagining that everything is reflecting the sacred?
Please rise and join me in the call to worship. Eager for the coming of Christ, let us enter into the mystery of God's dawning presence among us.
Loving God, we open our hearts to you and await your gracious coming.
In the winter darkness, we long for your light. Come, O Lord, may your peace dawn on our world.
Come, O Savior, may your grace be born in our hearts.
Bless the darkness that we may wait with hope.
Bless the silence that we may listen before your coming.
Grant us stillness that with patience and courage we may prepare room in our hearts and minds for the coming of Christ. And please join me in the opening prayer. Living God, Christ mystery, Spirit of hope, we give you thanks for this holy moment together. As we take in the hope you offer, may we be a reflection of your light, expanding the sacred time of right now into the sacred time of always and for all time. Amen. And our opening hymn is number 153, Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus.
Amen. You may be seated.
Today is the beginning of Advent, the preparation time for celebrating Christ's birth. We are here because God's promises to our ancestors came true when Jesus was born. God's promise is kept each Sunday when we worship because Christ is in our midst. God will keep the promise to come again in glory. From Isaiah 62, though darkness covers the earth and gloom the nations, the Lord will shine upon you. God's glory will appear over you. We light this candle to proclaim the coming of the light of God into the world. With the coming of this light, there is hope. Because of Christ, we not only have hope, but we believe that good is stronger than evil. God wants us to work for good in this world. Please pray with me. O God, we thank you that Jesus brought hope into our world. By the good news of the Bible, you are still bringing hope to people. Help us to be ready to welcome Jesus Christ so that we may think good thoughts and do good deeds, and so that we may be a people of hope in our world. Amen.
Thanks, Cassie and Jasper. Appreciate both of you. We have our same candle lighting song that we've done the last couple of years. And if you've forgotten how it goes, I'll remind you, and then we'll sing together. It goes like this. We light a candle for hope, and a world that's longing for hope. We light a candle for hope, and a world that's longing for hope. Holy One, shine with the fire of our lives. Holy, light a candle for hope, and a world that's longing for hope. Let's sing together. We light a candle for hope, and a world that's longing for hope. We light a candle for hope, and a world that's longing for hope. Comes the time where any young worshipers who are with us can come and join me up on the steps. Lots today. How is everybody? Good to see y'all. So, yesterday, there was a lot of snow, huh? Did anybody go out and play in the snow? You did? Raise your hand if you played in the snow. Yeah, a few of you did. Do any of you make snow angels?
I did.
You did? Yeah. What else do you guys do in the snow? Make snowmen? Yeah. You didn't make a snowman? Well, maybe you can after church today. Anything else? What other things do you guys like to do in the snow? Snowball fights? Yeah.
I saw somebody make an igloo once.
Oh, an igloo? Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Oh, nice. That's great. Yeah, igloos are fun. So, when I grew up, I always went sledding. Have any of you ever been sledding before? Yeah. So today, we're going to be talking, and throughout this next few weeks, we're going to be talking about sacred things, finding God in the midst of sort of everyday things. So sometimes You know, there are things in this world that aren't always so happy. Some people in the world don't have enough to eat. Some people in the world don't have a warm coat to wear around this time of year. All of you probably have a nice warm winter coat to wear. There are some people that don't have that, and so part of what God calls us to do is to remember those people and remember the situations that they are in, and try to help them when they are experiencing some of these really difficult things. Even in spite of all of the strangeness that's going on in the world, God invites us to find little bits of excitement and happiness and joy in the world. So some of you probably, how many of you like going to school? A couple. Other people, you probably don't love going to school, right? So it's kind of like, oh, I have to go to school again. I have to get up way too early. I have to do all this. But today we're going to be talking about hope. And even in the hard and sad and scary times that we have in our lives, we have the hope of Jesus Christ coming to us as a baby. You all were babies once. You probably don't remember it. I don't remember being a baby. It's been a long time ago. I'm kind of old, at least according to you all. So we can find hope of Jesus coming even in the midst of all that. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So I am going to say a short phrase as we pray, and then I invite you to repeat it back to me. So can you find yourselves in a place of prayer? Either that you can either bow your heads or put your hands together, or you don't even have to do any of that. Whatever works for you. And let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for helping us find hope even in difficult times. Help us share that hope and share your love wherever we go. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Enjoy Sunday school. Get practicing for next week.
The busyness of the holiday season can overrun the sense of the sacred. The irony is that setting apart time for connection with the sacred gets pushed aside in order to create the trappings of what is supposed to be the season of celebrating the presence of the holy. We will begin our Advent journey toward Christmas by emphasizing the gift of being awake to the now, the gift of sacred time with God, with each other, and with those in need of hope. Our first reading this morning is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. But make sure that you don't get so absorbed and exhausted in taking care of all your day-by-day obligations that you lose track of the time and doze off, oblivious to God. The night is about over, dawn is about to break. Be up and awake to what God is doing. God is putting the finishing touches on the salvation work he began when we first believed. We can't afford to waste a minute, must not squander these precious daylight hours in frivolity and indulgence, in sleeping around and dissipation, in bickering and grabbing everything in sight. Get out of bed and get dressed. Don't loiter and linger, waiting until the very last minute. Dress yourselves in Christ and be up and about. Our second reading is from Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 through 44. But about that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away, so too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Here end the readings for today. May God bless us as we learn from these holy words. Amen.
Thank you, Kathy. We're going to be using the media clip I prepared for the media service earlier today. This is one of my favorite Advent songs. And it's by an artist some of you might know named Amy Grant. And she sings a really poignant song. This is "I Need a Silent Night."
Christmas peace. I need a
I forgot to say earlier that we have a couple of new Christmas trees in this sanctuary. This one and this one were both purchased for this Christmas season, given by made possible by an anonymous donation. So. Thank you for those folks for those who helped pick it out. So my friends, will you pray with me? God, be in our heads and in our thinking. Be in my voice and in my speaking. Be in our hearts and in our loving. Speak through me or in spite of me for the benefit of your holy word. Amen. So for the last couple of months, I've been seeing a spiritual director. If you've never heard of that, it's kind of like a therapist, except that at its most basic level, a spiritual director helps the directee find ways where God is present or maybe even absent in the midst of the ebbs and flows of daily living. Though I can send you to see my therapist, I believe that this additional practice helps me be a better pastor for you because I have another person helping me grow in my own faith as I help you grow in yours. If you're interested in learning more about what a spiritual director is or how you can maybe get one, because that's available to anybody, not just clergy, I'd be happy to talk to you about my experience. And I'm still fairly new to the practice, like I said, only a couple of months, but it's helping me be more mindful about how spirituality can be more a part of my daily life. In one of my most recent sessions, I brought up how sometimes it's hard to find the sacredness of this time when there's so much preparation. Like many of you, I've found myself disillusioned by how commercialized this season has become. All of the distractions from Black Friday sales and family expectations and finding that perfect gift can sometimes be emotionally draining. So I told my spiritual director that I wanted to intentionally choose wonder in the midst of this busy time. How do you think you might do that? She asked. We brainstormed a little bit, and I'll come back a little later about some of the things that I discovered. The things that I talked to my spiritual director about gave me some grounding that I'm going to continue to use throughout the season. But the reason I told you about that is because it seems to go along well with what our worship series designer, Marcia McPhee, talks about in Reflecting the Sacred, which is the worship series that we're going to be using throughout Advent. Throughout these next 4 weeks, we're going to look at how we can find bits of sacred joy in a season which so often feels so cluttered with stress. So today I'm going to talk about how we can find the sacred and reflect the sacred through little moments of joy and hope in our lives and in our community. So today, Cassie and Jasper lit the candle of hope. And that song that we just heard in our media clip is very close to my heart, which is why I told the media team I would prepare the presentation on it today. Amy Grant hits the nail on the head, I think, when she talks about how the traffic and the shopping and the stress feels overwhelming and pushes us to our breaking point. But in our Romans text for today, which was paraphrased for the translation called The Message by Eugene Peterson, Paul begins the passage by saying, make sure that you don't get so absorbed and exhausted in taking care of all your day-to-day obligations that you lose track of time and doze off oblivious to God. I mean, think about that for a second. The fact that so many of us have become overrun by all of the other stuff that we lose track of God, right? And as you read the rest of the text, it's pretty clear that Paul means this probably as a command. Joel B. Green, one of the commentators that I looked at for today's sermon, notes stark comparisons Paul makes between being asleep and being awake to what God is doing. We can't afford to waste any time. We can't afford to waste a minute, Paul says. Get out of bed and get dressed. My mom told me that a lot when I was a teenager. Get out of bed and get dressed. And another commentator, Susan Eastman, adds that Paul's words remind us during Advent that the divisions and conflicts in our churches and in our world are signs of darkness. And he calls us to recognize them for what they are and to seek God's light. Matthew's gospel shares a similar message. We don't know when Jesus is coming, or at least the people in biblical times didn't know. So we need to stay vigilant in every situation. He says, the Son of Man is coming at an hour you don't expect. Some commentators talk about this moment as sort of a mini apocalypse. That seems a little dramatic, but it reminds us that the season of Advent is inherently countercultural, turning the expectations of our world on their heads. Both Paul and Jesus are saying the same thing. Stay awake to what God is doing, not out of fear, but out of hope. You know, we're told so often by lots of Christians that if we don't act now, if we don't pay attention now, the consequences will be dire. So we need to pay attention to what God is doing before it's too late. But that's not the point. In fact, when these texts are used manipulatively or fearfully, they can do real harm. And even worse, that kind of theology restricts the activity of God. It ignores the understanding that God is doing something new even now, even in spite of us, even in spite of the world, even in the chaos of our present day. So keeping awake is not just a command. It's not something that we need to be fearful of. It's an invitation, friends. Keeping awake is an invitation to notice the ways that God enriches our lives through the people and experiences around us, those moments that fill us with beauty and awe. I was reminded that the warning given by Paul and Jesus is, in fact, pastoral. And I think that Marcia McPhee is trying to remind us of that as well. If we are reflecting the sacred, as what as the series is titled, or as I said to my spiritual director, if I am intentionally choosing wonder, then you already know the answer to and the antidote for this world and this time that we're living in. Don't ignore the sacred experiences around you, even as the news or as society might tempt us to do. Now, of course, choosing wonder doesn't mean ignoring the real pain of the world. Like, two members of the West Virginia National Guard being shot this holiday weekend and one dying. You know, there is real pain. And people who don't have a safe place to live after the chaos that was yesterday's blizzard. So even in moments when other people treat us with contempt rather than compassion, all of these ways that we find ourselves in the midst of difficult situations, we can still find experiences of the sacred in spite of all of that. So one small moment of sacredness that I found this weekend was finishing putting the Christmas decorations up in my house with my fiance Rafi. You know that a lot of them were already up. If you read the newsletter article, my parents waited until after Thanksgiving was over to finish putting up the Christmas decorations. I didn't. I had them up long before that. But Rafi and I finished putting up the ornaments on the tree. And this year, I feel connected to her in a whole different way. Because last year around this time, we were talking about getting engaged, but we weren't quite there yet. And now we're engaged and we're planning out the next phases of our lives together and all of the beautiful things that entails. And she keeps adding to my Christmas decorations. She told me, she informed me that I did not have enough glitter in my house. So all of the Christmas decorations a lot of the Christmas decorations that she's bought for me this last year have had some level of glitter in them. And she said, I bet you didn't think you needed it, but doesn't it look pretty? Yes, dear, it does. So my question for you is this. Where are you going to find the sacred as you begin this time of preparation for the birth of Christ? Where are you going to find it in the church? Where are you going to find it in your lives? So last week while I was on vacation, our confirmation students visited members of our community who live at the Christian home. And we've gotten so much wonderful feedback. You heard John talk about it last week. From the residents of the Christian home and our confirmants, that this experience was beautiful and sacred. Across generational divides were people who just wanted to experience community together. Even though lots of older folks might talk about kids these days, and lots of younger folks might talk about boomers in a negative way, right? For a few moments, all of those suppositions about each other. We're traded for genuine connection around shared values and interests. That's what this journey is about, friends. Being on the lookout for experiences of the sacred. So I say to you today, find ways to slow down and be present to those around you. Find ways to experience the joy of Christmas even in the midst of the rush, the commercialism, the capitalism, and the constant nagging of society to do more. Don't let any of that bog you down, because that's not the point. We lose our connection to the sacred when we think that is the only way. So may you find ways to actually rejoice this season. May you experience intentionally choosing wonder. Because Emmanuel, God with us, is coming again, even today. Coming to a hurting world in need of hope. And through the many gifts that all of you have, right? All of you have amazing gifts, and all of you do amazing things. May you have the courage to be that hope in the ways which you can. Thanks be to God. Amen. Our next hymn is number 154, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Please rise if it's comfortable for you to do so.
Thank you.
So as we continue in a time of more intentional prayer, let's think of the people and situations that need our prayers and our love today. Amen. So I don't have any specific prayer requests other than just for all of those who are experiencing difficulties after yesterday's weather event. God, in your mercy. Anything else? Not seeing anything in front of me here. I'll give you a second to get back. Anything on Zoom?
No.
Okay. Then let us be in a time of prayer. God of grace and love, you remind us that even in these moments of division, in a world where war continues to ravage communities at home and abroad, where abuse and conflict seem to win the day, where not everybody has what they need, you remind us that hope is still possible. But it can't come in a vacuum. Real hope, true hope, comes in the coming of your Son. Tiny baby who changed the world forever. And it also comes through people like us, through people like us actually doing the work, through community connection, through food pantries, through therapists and spiritual directors and social workers and those who help people who are in the trenches of their lives. Those who help people find ways out of difficult situations or through difficult situations. May you help us find ways that we can be that hope. Help us provide practical care to those in need. Not just platitudes, not just conversion or saying that you need to believe the same things as we do, because that's never been the point. Filling the world with heaven's peace. Filling the world with the hope of your Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at UCC Waupun, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. If you feel so led, you may share a gift in the offering plate as the ushers come around, or you may also give online at uccwaupun.net. But however you give, may you give understanding that these gifts are given not only to benefit this local church, but also to benefit the ministries of the church universal. Join me in the prayer of dedication. Beloved Creator, we offer these gifts to you in the spirit of hope. We place our trust in you and in those who faithfully care for your people, that these gifts will be used to protect and uphold those who are in need. Remember our role to act as agents of your grace. Each and every day. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 180. O Little Town of Bethlehem, we'll be singing verses 1, 3, and 4. Friends, receive these words of benediction. When you see lights twinkle, when you catch a reflection in a mirror, when you notice the sunlight dancing on a surface or a nightlight glowing in the darkness, Let these be signs that the Christ light is revealed again and again through this world. And know that your brilliant presence is pouring more hope into a weary world. God loved us by becoming us. And this means that you are already reflecting the sacred. In the name of the Creator and the Christ and the Spirit of hope. And now may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.